Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Fajita, hummus and pita, ravioli, guacamole.
What else?
Homemade cupcake, milkshake, earthquake. It's time to take a break for lunch. Lunch.
Okay, we are now at our break time. And so everybody can do their leisure, leave if you have to, but leave your line open because it's much easier than coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
And or people can chat if you have questions from anything you've heard today, or a question you wish we'd mentioned and we didn't yet. You can do that. So the floor is all yours.
Just state your name and get recognized.
Proper etiquette.
That's, they're doing great, aren't they, Judy?
Yes, they
I'm
are.
I'm so proud of this school class. That's great.
Sandy, I need to leave and I'll be back.
Okay. Sandy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, mm-hmm. honey.
What time are we coming back from the break?
Liz, 3. You can take a break, honey. Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's anybody on this call that can help Jennifer for the quick, easy recipe, that might be fun.
This is Shelley.
Shelley, go ahead.
Hey, I love crock pots. They're my big friend. And I've cooked things that are... I always like just kind of throwing things in there. But with chicken, I've used cream of mushroom soup. And that kind of, if you like that kind of thing, and I understand not everybody does, but you could use one can of it and it would do you fine for just a average meal that would feed 4 people or 6 or something like that. And you could just put your chicken breast in there, put any kind of frozen vegetables you wanted to, and cut up. Another thing you could do is with chicken or beef, make kind of like a, where you put the potatoes and the chop up potatoes and put them in there, and carrots and celery and any kind of thing like that you want. And it just let it cook on slow or whatever for the designated time. And which is 4 to 6 hours, I would say. something like that on a crock pot. And it's a good hearty meal, but it's simple. And you don't have to sit and babysit it. That's what
it makes your kitchen smell.
It does. Yes. And you can add garlic.
Thank you, Shelley.
You can add garlic. You can add any kind of spices you like to things, but, or the onion soup, dried onion soup mix with liquid would nicely, season meat as well, so something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, I must say that I do not own a crock pot. The only reason I brought up that recipe is because that was the first thing that popped up on my iPad.
Okay.
So I thought that was the way for me to go, but Shelley's description is by far much more nutritious and healthy.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me.
Who's that? What? Identify yourself, please.
Oh, this is Beth Wright, and I'm sorry, was I interrupting somebody? I can
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Just wait for us to give you the floor, and now that you have the floor, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I was going to say one of my things that sort of has been saving my life for a while as far as cooking is these rotisserie chickens that you can buy in the grocery store that are already roasted, and you can do so many things with them. You can just take them apart and put little pieces in the oven, heat them up with some of those frozen french fries. that you can put in the oven with them, and they're not too fattening, you know, just the plain French fries. So a piece of that and French fries. And then also, if you put a salad along with that, that'll make a balanced meal, and you don't have to worry about if you have a few carbs, because you have the salad along with them, you know, lettuce and tomato, broccoli and cucumber and tomato, something like that. Or you can put them in a, you can cut the chicken off the bone and use that, put it in with some mushroom soup and maybe some gravy, you know, instant gravy, heat that up and then fix some rice along with that, and then a salad, you got a good meal. You don't even have to think about a recipe. So that's my suggestion.
That's a very good suggestion, Beth. I
thank you.
Three chicken all the time, and I like to make. I am a fan of sweet potatoes or yams, and I make them up front, and then I slice them up into little circles, and I put the rotisserie chicken pieces in there, and I sprinkle on some balsamic vinaigrette or whatever, and it's delicious. And I have a salad underneath it as a bedding of salad, and it comes out great. So, and I will also put in walnuts. I love walnuts, and that's also good. I slice up, sometimes I put in pumpkin seeds, and that's also good. And that's very filling and very low carb.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Put it in the main dish salad. That is a good idea with the chicken. Yeah, you can put some cheese or maybe even put some beans in it, make a Mexican-type salad, get a few tortilla chips.
There you go.
So you can, you can really do a lot of things with that. So
this is making my mouth water. I'm going to have to go down and have lunch soon. Oh, my gosh. Anybody else want the floor regarding a recipe? Deb, you don't have to raise your hand, dog. You can lower your hand and come on in and talk.
Okay, I got the hand up. I don't know if
you
I can
put it
down. You
did a great job. Good for you.
Okay. One thing that we found that we use that's good, you can get the McCormick Montreal steak seasoning. It's even good on chicken, and it's good on any kind of meat pretty much. And it's good. Just seasoning.
Thank you.
The Montreal steak something. What I'm looking for is a all-purpose something that comes in a jar. It's got lots of stuff in it. And you just put it on anything. You don't think about it. That's what I'm looking for. Cooking for dummies is what I'm looking for.
Well.
Or cooking where you don't have to think about it too much.
Yeah. I hear you. Anybody else? Yes, go ahead.
It's Shelley again. Another thing you could do that I do with eggs is kind of scramble up eggs. And if you've got leftover, like broccoli in the fridge, you maybe had broccoli the day before or something like that. And put a little cheese in with it and kind of scramble them all up in the pan. But you've got kind of like a little omelet. They're called a broken omelet. You could put ham.
Oh, okay.
You could put ham in it, meat, stuff like that. And it's just all in the skillet. But it doesn't take very long to do. And it's something that's real hearty to eat. Add a piece of toast or something to it, and you're good to go.
This is Judy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I've got I bought a pizza the other day, and it came from Papa John's. And when you get Papa John's pizza, you get a side little cup of garlic butter. Now, they want you to put it on your pizza, but I always save it, and I'm going to put it in scrambled eggs.
This is Sherry. I just learned how to make a cube steak and gravy. I'm 67. It took me that many years to figure it out. But I cook it on the stove, and I don't use grease. I cook it in chicken broth, 2 cups of chicken broth, and au jus mix, and I make my own au jus mix, and you cook it, simmer it for 2 or 2.5 hours on low, And then you take the meat out, and then you, I use 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, and then I put about 1.5 cups of milk in it, and you know, I keep whisking it around, and it's the best gravy. You just don't know how long I've learned to have had to try to make gravy, but that is the best I've ever made this last time. And
congratulations.
Yeah. It took me forever, but because I wasn't using milk these last few times, but like Shelley does with the soup, I always add because I have a son-in-law that eats a lot more than my daughter and I, and sometimes I'll take the stuff out and make gravy, put a little cornstarch in it, make it a little bit thicker, and have that kind of gravy also from the crock pot food. But my favorite gravy is from the cube steak. But that's an excellent recipe I got. So that's, and you can get a Zumix dress recipe from Google, because I make my own au jus and taco mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't have all the stuff, all that other stuff. I try to have only what I know what's going in my stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's really good there. If you don't know how to make gravy, but you know, it took me forever.
Oh. Well, one of the recipes I do, and I wouldn't say it's not hard, but it's a little time consuming. And I just made it this morning at 10 o'clock our time, and I got it in the oven at 11, and we started at 12, and it's going to be ready by 3. It is a very hearty beef stew.
Mm.
And it's pretty straightforward. You get a casserole, and you put a little bit of vegetable oil in the bottom, very little. And you get the cubes. My husband chops it up himself, so he gets out all the fat. And you put that into a paper bag with flour and any seasonings you want, like the all seasonings or salt and pepper. I don't use very much seasoning. We add it afterwards. So so each little piece is coated with flour, and you lay them on the bottom of the casserole dish, and you put it in the oven at 400 for 30 minutes. While that's doing that, you chop up whatever vegetables you want, or you can use canned vegetables if you want, make it easier for yourself. I chop up all potatoes, carrots, celery, and onion. And then after the 30 minutes, I take it out and lower it from 400 to 350, dump the vegetables in. Then I take a nice can of Hunt's tomato sauce, the big one. It's like, I don't know, 26 or 29 ounces, something like that. I put that in a bowl, and I mix it with about 1.5 of the same size of water, just mix it all together, put it on top of the casserole that's in the casserole dish, make sure everything's covered. Now cover the casserole, put it in the oven, and let it go for about 3.5-4 hours. It's like an oven crock pot, and it's delicious. Makes about 6 or 8 servings, depending on how much meat you use. I use 2.5 pounds. So that's that.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Janie, this is Ada.
Hey, Ada.
Hey, everybody. It's back to the crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's, Jennifer, it's one of the best things that I own, okay? Mm-hmm. Because just a few days ago, I wanted a big pot of vegetable soup. So I took peppers and I took onions, and I had sweet peas. I put carrots. I put string beans in there. I diced up tomatoes. I put tomato sauce in there. I put chicken broth in the pot, and I just put salt and pepper in there, everything that I wanted in the pot. And I literally just turned the pot on, Jen, and I put it on low, and I cooked it for 8 hours. I let it just cook overnight in the pot.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was just marvelous, Jennifer. I could have put it on high and cooked it for 4 hours, and it would have been fine. But the crock pot is one of my go-to. My crock pot and my air fryer are my go-tos. I use my air fryer probably 5 days out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, wow, I, because I'm not good with a fire skillet. I was scared of frying a frying pan. Only thing I do in a frying pan is eggs. But that air fryer, I season. I air fry.
Does shrimp, anybody know if they're
chicken? Everything. I air fry everything in air fry. I even slice sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I slice the sweet potatoes and I put cinnamon butter on them.
Mm.
And I put it in the air fryer and I air fry them. And I use the air fryer for so many things. It's just great.
I think Judy wanted the floor for a second. Judy, you want the floor?
I'm wondering if anybody knows if their air fryers are accessible.
No, yes. They're not.
Joe here.
Well, some are and some aren't, well, I think.
Right. Joe here.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Ada, do you have an answer to that? And then I'm going to go myself and I'm going to let Joe go.
It all depends on how large of air fryer you're looking for, what brand you're looking for, and what you consider expensive. Because what some people say is expensive, somebody else might say it's not expensive.
No,
now,
I'm
to
not...
me, they're not expensive.
Ada?
Yes?
I wasn't asking if they were expensive. I want to know if they are accessible and can be used.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Judy, let me tell you something. When I say accessible, I have mine set on 350. It's set on 350, the easy to work, and it has a timer on it. But I also use my Alexa when I turn mine on. I say, Alexa, alarm in 15 minutes or whenever I want it done. It, that's what I push one button, everything is done. It's, and they're excellent.
And before I let Joe speak, this is Janie. We have an all-in-one. We have a convection oven, air fryer, toaster oven, roast, the whole thing. And it sits about maybe two feet high, 20 inches high. You have the good counter space. And like the old microwaves that were on it.
Exactly.
It's that size. And so when you say it's accessible, it doesn't tell you anything. But the first setting is convection. The next one is air fryer, and it makes a click when you go into the first one. So starting from left to right. So I have convection, air fryer, roast, bake, broil, toast. It rhymes. Convection, air fryer, roast. That's car. Bake, broil, toast. And that's how I memorize it. And then it goes into those slots. And then 450 is all the way at the bottom. You can hear a click. And then you just turn the dial to whatever you want. Like 12 o'clock noon is 15 minutes. 3 o'clock is 30 minutes. 6 o'clock is 60 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it. They're easy.
So it doesn't talk. It's not accessible by talking.
No.
However,
when I say accessible, I don't mean does it talk.
However,
things can be accessible without talking.
Correct. And if you use your Be My AI app, it'll tell you exactly what the settings are.
Yeah.
You have this on air fryer. You have this on 400. Oh, I'm on 450. So, you know. Anyway, Joe, you have the floor. You were very patient. You have the floor for 30 seconds.
No problem.
No, I'm only kidding. You can talk for as much as you want.
When it comes to air fryer accessibility, the Kasori 3 is built for accessibility in that you can use an app on your iPhone. Or you can access it with the infamous A-Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it offers plenty of room to be creative, and it has a multitude of recipes that are available. And you can, I took it's a meatless fish known as, but anyhow, I like to use the recipe for fried chicken because of the temperature setting and the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put that stuff in the air fryer and I access the air fryer from my air fryer. My iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and set it to fried chicken, and I click a couple of buttons on the screen, and next thing I know, it's off and going. And all I had to do on the air fryer was touch the area where the start button is.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes off, and it gives you an on-screen timer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this much time left.
Yep.
And so while the Cursori 3 itself does not talk, the apps make it very accessible.
Great.
Hey, like that.
Shelly, go ahead.
I have an air fryer that probably sounds similar to yours, Jane, and it's a Cuisinart.
Mm-hmm.
Cuisinart makes them with the dials that you can put the Braille Dymo tape or whatever on it if you want to. So it's good. It works.
It works for you, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Jane and Marie.
Oh, hold on one second, Anne Marie.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Anne Marie, go ahead. Thank you, Judy.
Just two things, Jen. Do you have a rice cooker?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I've come just by trial and error. I found that not only do I put traditional brown or white rice in there, and it's just an average white rice cooker that I have, very inexpensive, that also steams vegetables. The one thing that I've done just by giving it a try, I've done the Knorr sides in there.
Yes.
And I've also done like Spanish rice in there. And another thing that you might find helpful, because you don't have any of these appliances, Reynolds cooking bags. So it's an oven treated bag, and basically you put whatever your meal is, if it's a small chicken with vegetables, and there's directions right on the box as to how long and what temperature. And aluminum foil pouches, you can make your own. I did do vegetables in those in the oven, or fish. And they're really nice, too, because then the mess is all-inclusive when you're cleaning up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Judy, go ahead.
I was going to say that one of the brands that I bet has a good, even though I'm the one who asked the question, a good air fryer might be Cuisinart. Ninja products. Ninja has the best coffee pot for settings and they make other things too, and I think everything they make is pretty accessible.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anybody know if they've ever? And I'm just guessing that Ninja probably makes an air fryer. I don't know.
They probably do.
What did everybody have for lunch so far?
Peanut butter sandwich.
All right.
I may just have that.
Jen, I think it's hard to cook for just one person. One thing that I find very helpful is to make meat for, say, 4 to 6 servings and then freeze it already cooked. And that way, the next time, you just have to do your sides to have a meal together.
Yes, that's a very good point, Anne-Marie, because I don't really know how to cook for one, and that's the problem. When mm-hmm. I used to work, I would cook on Sunday. For example, I would make a tray of lasagna. But then after eating lasagna for 3 days, I didn't want to eat lasagna for the next 2 months.
Right. They just freeze the portion, you know, in portion sizes, and they just take it out.
Well, that's going to have to be my new game plan.
Yeah, good.
And once you get to doing it, you really like it, because on a day when you're out doing things or you just don't feel like cooking, the main course is really done. You just have to leave it out to the side or nuke it to get it ready.
That's right.
Correct. Thank you. Good idea, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I like hearing there's so many people with ideas, no matter what we've talked about. That's the best part.
It's good.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I asked the question, because I've gotten some wonderful ideas.
Janie, what's going on for the afternoon?
Tracy Carcione and Amory Cooker presenting.
Okay.
They're members of our tech committee here. Our tech committee now is up to 85 people. We're doing great. And we have a tech, we're going to talk about listservs. We've talked about that a little bit here. The NFB Net listservs. I'm not going to steal Tracy's thunder. She's probably going to talk about that. But there's probably hundreds, like 300 different things that are on that listserv. And a listserv basically is you join it, you subscribe to it, and you get emails from that. And if you're looking for, you know, a listserv regarding gardening, for instance, you might say, I need a tip because such and such an animal is eating whatever it is. And you post it there. You send an email. It goes to everybody that's on that list. And invariably, somebody will answer your question. Now, lots of people say, how many emails do you get? It varies according to the list you're on. But for me, if it was gardening and they were talking about tips of how to get rid of bugs, I don't garden, my husband does, and I delete it. So I find listservs valuable for the simple reason that many times the information I get, I want. And the ones that I'm not interested in, I just delete, rather than not join it because there's too many emails. That's just my way of thinking. So we have a New Jersey Tech Div listserv. It's called NJ Tech Div, T-E-C-H-D-I-V. And anybody is welcome to join. Some big wigs are on there. Curtis Chong is on there. He's like Mr. Big Wig in tech. Dean Martineau's on there. He runs the, what is it called? The Tech Tips, Flying-Blind Tech Tips. He does a weekly Thursday newsletter. He's on there, plus many, many people from across the country. What's the guy's name that did Roselle with the dog? The Trade Center. He was blind and worked in the Trade Center. Why can't I think of his name? Patty, do you have the answer?
Yeah. Yes, Mike Hinkson.
Thank you, Mike Hinkson. He's on our list. So I'm telling you, it's a great list. And if you have a question regarding anything with tech, you can ask it there. And so Tracy's on that list. Amory Harris is on that list. We're all on that list. And we have about 150 people now subscribing to that list. We got noticed in a Dean Martineau episode back in May of whatever year it was, of a up and coming listserv. I thought that was really kind of neat. So you're certainly welcome to join that. And we'll put that in our resource when we send it out to you. So you can just listen to it. If you want to join immediately, you can just go just Google NFB Net, or even better, just Google NJ Tech Div, or even better, send me an email, jdeggin16 at comcast.net, and I'll get it to you, because I want to help people.
All right.
Okay. That was my 1-800, call Jane. No. We should call it the Woohoo Tech Div. Oh, no.
We have a senior wet.
Yes,
as well.
You can talk about that, Judy.
You mean she's now talking, or later?
Yeah, I might as well do it now. There's about 25 people still here. I mean, I don't know if they're all here right this minute, but
yeah,
we just don't. Maybe we'll wait till. Maybe you can save that for Friday when you do the Sandy's thing. You can talk about it because everybody's going to be on there.
Okay, somebody remind me.
Because
we don't know that I'll think of it on a Friday.
That's true.
Miss Deborah.
Deborah, go ahead, honey. Thank you for just saying your name.
I tried the NFB radio network. It works.
Yes.
I just asked. I don't want to say the name.
Yeah, the A lady.
Yeah, well, I call her something else, but she and the other lady get themselves confused. So they answer for each other.
You can change the name to the other one if you want.
So did you like it?
I ran out of names.
Well, yeah, there's four names. Yes. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I've got them with different, they have different names, but they mishear it.
Oh, okay.
So you listen to the NFB radio and
a little, and then mainly I get Jonathan Mosen, and then I've checked out the NFB radio, and I usually get the President's Report and the and the other thing that they have with
the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast with his wife and. Was his name Neil?
Anil Lewis.
Yeah, Anil Lewis, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So.
And then they read on the NFB radio, they mix all that in and they add old Colonel books that are a series of books written by blind people, things they've dealt with in their personal lives that relate to their blindness. They're great stories.
Almost all of them are on board.
Yes.
They have very funny names, like Great Pancakes and whatever, you know, I forget that some of them have really silly names. I Can See Blue on Thursday or something. They're really funny names, but the short stories are really interesting and different people wrote them. So
I read a whole book of books. There are 30 books of them.
Oh, I don't think they have all 30, but they have a bunch.
And but I would just mention it though for the radio.
Oh, sure.
I've discovered with this station that when I want to go to sleep at night,
yeah,
it relaxes me and I listen for a while and then I fall asleep.
You doze off and that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't go off, it goes all night because I
don't know. Well, you can set a timer, can't you?
Probably.
Underneath. I use my book player for that. I set the sleep timer for 30 minutes. And I put a book on and I bookmark where I started. And then invariably in the morning, 30 minutes later,
I never thought of bookmarking it. I just fall asleep. And
well, this way I know exactly where I started when I fell asleep.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So. But I agree with you, Judy. If I have trouble sleeping, I put that book player on and put on a slow speed, a low voice. And it's like, so, John, when you were coming down the street, I thought, and before you know it, you know? So, Liz did have trouble getting Carol. So, I don't think that's going to work. Anybody have a favorite TV show they like? Or do you remember a TV show when you were a kid that you really enjoyed that's not on any longer? Jennifer, you don't have to raise your hand here, honey. That's very nice of you, but you can just say Jennifer. You got the floor. Go ahead, honey.
I like Murder, She Wrote.
Was that Nancy Yeager?
Yes.
I recognize your voice. Very good.
Watch Murder, it a She lot. Wrote.
That's Angela Lansbury, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Deborah? I'm an oldies fan. I like The Honeymooners. I like The Odd Couple. I like Golden Girls. All of that stuff.
So do I. I forget to watch them. But
yeah. A lot of them are on YouTube. If you go to Google and Google on YouTube, just say Honeymooner shows on YouTube or Odd, whatever the show is you want. And you'll be surprised how many are there.
We like to watch TV Land a lot at night. This is
Yeah, Shelley, though that's fun.
Andy Griffith, instead of 3.5 hours of our local news at night, we'll watch Andy Griffith for a while. And we like watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is Jennifer. I apologize. I was muted. I love all those shows, but what I wanted to share with the group, and I don't know if it's across the country, but on the East Coast, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock, Channel 5, is a show called Doc. It is about a woman who used to be a cardiothoracic surgeon, well, she still is, had a horrific car crash with a head injury. Mm-hmm. When she wakes up from her surgery, she does not remember the last 8 years of her life, and this is based upon a true story. Wow. But I love to watch it because of my former healthcare background, and when they're doing the medication administration and whatever, they must have a good writer because they're right on target. So I love to watch that. And just one other health show that I watch is Chicago Med. That's Wednesday nights on Channel 4. And the reason I watch that is there's always a dilemma in the emergency room, and how are they going to handle the dilemma?
Jen, on the other night, since that's Tuesday and Wednesday, you can call me Thursday through Monday. Call me at 8 o'clock at my house. There's always a dilemma happening here. You never know what's going to be going on over here.
You're so funny.
Miss Deborah.
Deborah, go ahead, honey.
I have gotten really enjoying the new Matlock, except they don't call it new Matlock, with Kathy Bates.
Okay.
Yes,
they've renewed her for a second season after only two episodes.
Wow.
And then I found out with a Smart News app, they'll run a synopsis of whatever the episode was for the week if you miss it.
Oh, like the old TV guide.
Yeah. And they'll do the same thing with Call the Midwife on PBS.
Well, I've never heard any of these. I didn't know any of them were like redone.
Oh, well, this is a new show. And it's Kathy Bates is playing Madeline Matlock. And she's, it's fascinating. It's one of those ones that, well, any time these days that you haven't figured it out by the 10 minutes is anything you haven't figured out by 10 minutes is a good one. And hers is a good one. And you're still trying to figure out
that's good
who did it. And she is hilarious. I hope they come out with a list of her quotes because she says the most hysterical things.
Oh, that's good.
She was talking.
That's not connected to the old Ben Matlock show.
I don't know.
But I meant if someone, when Nancy was talking about rerun, it's not the old.
Yeah, it's not a reboot.
New, pretty new.
No. She comes up with stuff that are her sayings of things. Like she said one night, she was trying to get information from somebody and she left her card. And then she told the guy that she was getting information from, I'm leaving you my card so you'll know it's my name, because it's no good if you're kissing somebody's behind if they don't know it's your lips and doing the kissing.
Oh, geez.
It's just hilarious stuff. Oh, like, now I said it nicer than what she said, but it was, I mean, if I hadn't been sitting down, I'd have fell out because I thought that was hysterical.
I love things like that.
Patty,
go ahead, hon.
She reminds me a little bit of, except the updated female version of Columbo.
Yeah, good. She says she's an old lady and nobody ever sees her coming.
Yeah.
So they think she plays the part well.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
she does.
That's good. Well, there was one story I had read the other day, and it was a, kind of like a comic little thing in the middle of the story, and it was about a little grandson who was telling his grandmother they were together. And the little boy was like 3 and a half. And the grandmother says to him, "What color is this?" And Johnny says, "That's blue." "And what color is this?" "That's purple." And on it went. Well, you know, this is red, this is blue, whatever. And she's getting ready to leave. And the little grandson says, "You know, Grandma, while you're away home and the next time you come, you need to practice your colors." Isn't that funny? Because what color? From this vantage point, she has no clue. She's asking me what color it is. I'm answering her. She better practice. I thought that was hilarious. Somebody wanted the floor. I'm sorry, I missed your hand because I was yapping. Who wanted the floor with a hand raised?
Joe.
Joe, my buddy Joe, go ahead.
I have gone completely away from television.
Okay.
And where I get my information, a lot of information, and just great listening is podcasts. Mm-hmm. I have probably a dozen different ones that I check in on. Some are daily, some mm-hmm. weekly. And what I like about them is they know they're doing podcasts. And so if they are sharing something visual, they have to be descriptive.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So no special device required for right. the description. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
available on your smart device, whatever it may be.
Good.
And for all I know, the infamous A-Lady may be able to call up podcasts as well.
Many, many, many she can. In fact, yes. on Friday for tech, we're going to have Matt Volbrick talk about all of his TTJ tech talk. And that's one of them you can get on the podcast. You just say, play TTJ tech talk. And it'll play you the most recent, and he teaches lessons there, and he records them for podcasts. So that's a good one, TTJ Tech Talk. In any event, I was going to talk about books right now. So you were talking about, you know, being surprised, and it's nice to, you know, be led along. Well, there's a few people on this call that are on the New Jersey Senior Group. I host book clubs every month. And I've been doing this for the last, oh my gosh, since 2014. So we're in 11 years now doing book clubs every month, pretty much. And we read an author whose name is Freda McFadden. And if you like mysteries and you think you're going to be able to figure it out, and when you get to 30 minutes from the end and you think you have it all figured out, you don't. And on the last page, when you're really sure there's how much, there's only what? 4 minutes left in his book, there's still a twist at the very end. So if you like that kind of book, look up Freda, F-R-I-E-D-A, McFadden, M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N. She has about 15 books on Bard.
Ada, and if you do look her up, I guarantee you, you'll keep reading her books because they are awesome.
Yeah. She's got books like The Boyfriend, The Teacher, The Inmate.
Mate, all of those yes. are
incredible.
Yes. Yeah,
there's lots of other ones that are too, but it's easy to remember The Something, The Boyfriend, The Inmate, The Teacher. Actually, all yep. of them ended up as inmates. No, I'm only kidding. That's I am wound and I didn't even have coffee. Nothing. Oh my gosh.
That's a hoot. Woo!
Yeah. You know me, Shelly. I've been going like this since 7 o'clock. My husband said, "Aren't you tired yet?" I said, "No. We've only just begun," you know. He loves these weeks when there's a whole retreat. He's downstairs doing his own thing. I'm up here with the good retreat. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, God. Yeah.
It's nice and quiet.
Oh. Frank's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else want to share anything? It's 2:41. We have another at least 10 or 12 minutes. Unless you just want to relax yourselves and, you know, be ready for tech, that's fine too. Somebody's taking a nap. That's Nancy.
No, that's me.
That's you, Ada?
Yeah. That's me yawning.
I got to memorize yawns. I know people's phone numbers, but I haven't memorized yawns yet.
What can I say? What can I say, girl? What can I say?
Amory Harris, did you notice I changed your name about 6 times during that call? Is Amory still on? Maybe she went away from the.
You got Amory the Elder.
Amory Harris. What happened was, I think what you know. Sometimes when you go to the panel to change somebody's name, it moves. So somehow you were named. I don't know if it was. She named Liz named an iPhone with your name, and I knew it wasn't right because I saw 9553. So then I went right. and changed you to that, but Mary Jo had slipped underneath
So Mary Jo was now you. This is all happening at 1 o'clock in that session. So I made Mary Jo, I changed her number to Mary Jo Partica, so I know which right one was to change back to you. Otherwise, if I changed her first, there'd be two Mary Jo's and I didn't know which one was which. And my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm making two Mary Jo's into one. What? I'm like, never mind. I'll tell you later.
Well, I tried before. I guess it was either Sunday or Monday. I tried again to, and I don't know if just I wasn't following the directions correctly. I tried again to change my name. And, you know, at one point I had changed it. And then the next time I used it, it was not, it didn't save it.
Is this on your iPhone?
Yes.
So if you go, many people try and change it in the Zoom app. I change it globally in settings. You know where it has your name there? You know, that after it says search and Bluetooth and all, right? Open it there and make sure it says your name there. And then save it. Make sure you say done or whatever. Because if you don't say done, it's going to delete it.
Well, that's, I think, my problem. It's there, but I don't think it's saved because then when I make a call, I come up as my phone number. So I don't know why it's telling me that it's there as Amrie, but not as the phone number, but it doesn't come up that way on a Zoom call.
Hmm. I'll research it. I'll figure it out. I can tell you what you might want to do is just, I was going to say Alt F4 out of settings. use your app switcher, close your settings, then reopen it and take out your name, clear text, take the whole thing out.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe I just need to clear it and start over.
I would do that. Reboot your phone first. Yeah. Take it out, reboot your phone, and then start again. And that might help.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know tomorrow whether I come up as a name or a phone number, whether I had any better luck.
I know. And Amrie the Elder, I'm glad you're on. Thank you. I'm going to leave you ladies for 3 minutes because I want to make sure my husband stirred the stew, because if he didn't, I got to do that. I'll be right back. We're having stew tonight. Oh, sorry. You can talk amongst yourself. I'm leaving. Talk about me. Go ahead. Go. Oh.
I'm not with pediatric cleaning. So I did the people with Alan's airline.
Oh, someone was talking, and I don't know whether you realize it, that you're not muted. You weren't talking to us. But I'm not sure who it was. Did everybody go get something to eat?
Hey there, this is Liz. I just wanted to let you know I'm back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Janie is off for 3 minutes, she says. We forgot to set a timer for.
I've seen several people with raised hands. I'm going to go ahead and just lower hands, but you're welcome to unmute and, you know, ask whatever.
If anybody, did anybody who currently has a raised hand, did you want to say something?
There's Jennifer and I think Patricia.
Brian, can you hear me?
Yes, Brian.
All right. I'm don't have any comments. I'm working on an iPhone. And the Zoom, and I'm using VoiceOver. And the problem I'm running across is I hear people talk very well on Zoom, but when I move around on VoiceOver, if VoiceOver is so soft, I can't pick up that director what they're saying. So if I only had a moment, we got quiet enough, I can use Zoom and finally found a spot where you can unmute myself. So I'm troubled, I don't know if I can find it again, and everybody starts talking. So that's one of the things. So VoiceOver and Zoom, I'm still trying to figure out.
You know what? Maybe, I don't know whether today is the day, but that might be an appropriate question next hour for the tech people. I don't know what the subject is for the tech people this hour, but if it doesn't work today, you can try again tomorrow and ask them.
Well, at least I have an idea where on the screen I can shoot for, if I'd far be able to hear, but when everyone's talking and things like that, I'm going around trying to listen, but I can barely hear VoiceOver because it's muted down lower volume than the people talking. I have a devil of a time trying to make sure I got the right spot. A couple of times I hit the wrong button and almost, you want to call emergency services? No. You know, hit the wrong button. Yeah.
Brian, you know, the mute button, if you just have the Zoom app opened, it's often near the bottom left corner of your screen. You said you're using an iPhone.
Correct.
You might want to try doing the router gesture until you hear it say audio ducking. And then you can swipe up or down with one finger and make sure it says audio ducking on. And that might make VoiceOver a little bit louder because it'll quiet down like the other music or audio, or in this case, the Zoom call. That might help you a little bit.
So audio ducking would help? So
yes,
have
I would try that and see if that makes your VoiceOver voice a little louder in comparison to the speaker.
Well, that would be a good help. At least have an idea where to try to touch it on there. Okay. And then I'll shut up so people can continue on.
I'm back.
Okay. Welcome back.
All right. All right.
I see a 609 area.
That's code. Mary Jo Partica.
Mary Jo?
Yeah, just put Mary Jo is fine.
Oh.
Did you go back?
I unmuted because I didn't know if you needed if you needed me to say anything.
Oh no! We're just gonna change your name. Yeah. Did you go back and back in?
Did I come out and back? Yes, I did.
Okay, figured that. Before. I changed it before, and then I see your numbers back. Okay, very good.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing a phone shift besides doing being on here. Luckily, only one person called, so that's why I had to go out and come back in.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, poor Joanne. She's still got
the good news is my two speakers are here. I love my dolls.
What Joanne is.
Tracy has a raised hand. Tracy?
I don't know if it's any use to the gentleman who was having trouble finding the mute button for Zoom. I have the same problem on the iPhone, and that's why I usually use the computer if I have any choice, because there you got keyboard options, and you can do it like zip, zoom, so to speak. That's all. But perhaps you don't have a computer. I just mention it.
Mm-hmm. But might help somebody else. There you go. Thank you.
This is Deborah.
Yeah, go ahead, Deb.
I don't know if it'll help anybody either, but I'm using an iPhone and the unmute button is to the far left, maybe one line above the very bottom part of the case. Mm-hmm. But I usually use a headset, or if my headset is, if I don't use my headset that's using Bluetooth, I use my old earbuds. And since I changed phones, I had to buy new earbuds for Apple, but you can get them for like $20 on Amazon. But it helps me hear the voices, and then I can also hear voiceover at the same time. And what I do to shut voiceover up so they're not conflicting with one another is I put my finger over around the mute button, and it'll stop telling me about the icons and every other stupid thing I don't care about.
That's good enough.
This is one of your next presenters, Anne-Marie Cook. But just for Brian there, who was having issues, couldn't he just do a three-finger double tap to turn off voiceover?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, you can turn off speech with three-finger double tap. Yep. I think we have about 7 minutes left. Let's see.
You're right. 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes before we do the
quiet section. That's right. So if you have not described yourself using an alliteration and you want to do that now, you're certainly welcome to do that. Like, I'd love for Liz, put her on the spot. She volunteers, and I'm going to put her on the spot. Doesn't have to be her. To give me an adjective about yourself. So, like, I use jovial Janie. I wonder what yours would be, Liz.
So it needs to start with L.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
How about lovable?
Loud? Loud jumps to mind. I try not
loud.
To
yeah. Love that. Anybody else want to do one that didn't do it yesterday? People are all chicken. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joe, did you want the floor, honey? Go ahead. But he wanted the floor before. Now he's scared because I'm going to make him talk. Okay. This is the quietest this class has been. Good girl. Good guy. Wow. Okay. 24 participants. Everybody went to lunch.
Gloria, this is Liz. I'm glad you were able to get into the program.
Hi, Liz. Yes, I am also. I'm glad also. I'm on the bus, so I'm trying to not talk so you won't hear the noise.
Oh, that was very nice. Thank you
okay.
for your consideration.
Who is that?
Gloria.
Oh, okay.
9068. I don't know who that is. Can you identify yourself? You just came in.
Anybody have a phone number?
Yeah, this is Joe on 9068.
Okay, very good.
What I've run into is I come in on Zoom.
Yeah.
But when I mute my audio, it goes down to just showing record and you are muted.
Oh.
And it won't allow me to unmute. So I have to go out and come back in. So this time I tried coming in by using OneTap Mobile.
Right.
And the first number I tried, it didn't accept the automatic entries. So I had to come back in again. And I used the second number, and this time it worked, but it didn't show you my name.
Oh, that's okay.
It just shows the number. So it's been an adventure trying to get in and out. But the Star 6 works really well if you come in on OneTap Mobile.
Yeah, you have to use like a phone. That's correct. Star 6 and Star 9 to raise your hand. That's right. Glenn Crosby is here right now.
Right. We could, before you, we can get three. Actually, I mean, four.
Patty Williams has a raised hand. Go ahead, honey.
Hi, this is Patrice.
Yes, Patrice, Williams, I'm sorry.
And I was going to say Peaceful Patrice.
Ooh, you're a good girl. You answered the question. Thank you. Good.
You're welcome.
Patrice. All right.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.